Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Down from the mountain, I walk in the flood. I see the future in this setting sun. Unfolded gardens uncover the earth as it was.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The artist that inspired Jacob Dylan to start on his new album, Women in Country, was not the singer-songwriter's famous father. It wasn't the album's famous producer, T-Bone Burnett, nor any of the well-known musicians who joined Dylan for the project. The song, the album, was first inspired by country music singer Glen Campbell, familiar to many of us as Mr. Rhinestone Cowboy. We'll hear the full story in a moment, but first, Jacob Dylan is here to play that song that he had originally intended for Glen Campbell. With him are some of the musicians who back him on the new album, the singer-songwriters Nico Case and Kelly Hogan. The song is called Nothing But the Whole Wide World, and here is Jacob Dylan and his backing band called Three Legs live on Soundcheck.
Nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing, nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing, nothing but the whole wide world to gain. I'm here on the blacktop, the sun in my eyes, women and country on my mind. My boat to me out. No more love lost and no more shame. There's no more digging holes or graves. Got nothing to lose, rivets and chains. Got nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing, nothing but the whole wide world to gain. Nothing, nothing, got nothing but the whole wide world. Thank you.
is Jacob Dylan live in our Soundcheck studio. Nothing but the whole wide world. Jacob singing, playing guitar. Paul Rigby playing guitar. Nico Case and Kelly Hogan with backing vocals on that one. The album is called Women in Country. And first of all, Jacob, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thank you.
So the song Nothing But the Whole Wide World, this is a song that you originally intended for Glen Campbell, the story goes.
Yeah, he's working on a new record. He made one just a few years back where his producer, who's a good friend of mine, Julian Raymond, was collecting songs from artists that they both liked, and they were cover songs, and now they're making another one, which I think they're finishing as we speak, with original songs. So not too long ago, Julian asked me if I'd had any songs in mind that might work well for Glen Campbell, and I didn't, so I thought I'd write one for him. And it became kind of the impetus for everything else I began writing for this record.
And did he ever get the song?
He did, and he recorded it, and it sounds fantastic.
Oh, so it's going to be on the next record?
I hope so.
Oh, okay. But your version's here, and it includes the line from which you take the album title.
Right.
Women in Country. I mean, either of those could have been, you know, those are two pretty big ideas. Either of those could have been an album unto itself. What was the thought?
Well, I know more about one than the other.
And which would that
just
be?
Just barely, actually. well, you know, thematically, things started to develop throughout all the material, and I think those two ran right through the entire record, which that kind of stuff usually presents itself, in my case, afterwards. I write them all and then kind of sort through them later, and they jumped out as what I was writing about.
Well, now, when you use the word country, it's a little unclear to me, and perhaps intentionally so on your part, whether you mean country as in United States or country as in country music.
A little bit of both, but really just anybody's country, not necessarily this one.
So, but country as in land as opposed to the musical style.
Soil, yes. Mm-hmm.
And women, you've managed to assemble a pretty powerful team of women singer-songwriters helping you out on the album and on this tour with Nico and Kelly here.
Look what I pulled off.
He does know a lot about women. Check him out.
Yeah, well, it should have been.
Sweet
maybe it should
coup,
have been
brother. Sweet
women's
coup.
In country. Yeah.
Nico, what attracted you to this project?
Well, he's a very powerful man, as we just said. But T-Bone sent me the songs, and I really love them. And that was basically it.
Mm-hmm. And Kelly, the plan now is not just to have done the record, but to actually tour these songs?
We're getting in a bus, man. Yeah, we're going. Yeah, we're starting in Pittsburgh.
We're
going
to learn some things about women.
Yeah.
Under the tutelage.
They're going to learn some things about women. Yeah, we're the first women in your organization, yeah?
That's right.
So we're kind of trying to desensitize
them. I like that organization.
Yeah. You know.
Have you seen my organization?
Yeah. I'll organize your organization.
Okay.
And songs are great.
Jacob Dylan, the band is called Three Legs. What does that mean?
Well, I'm actually gonna pass that over here to one of the ladies who can probably explain that.
Nico, is that your band?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Which don't normally have a name, so we had to come up with one really fast.
You know, well, what had happened was when they had the touring band is Nico's entire band, and
which I own.
Yeah, she owns.
so but I had to put a trademark on
them. It seemed like it'd be nice just so there wasn't any confusion if they had a name, because I guess you guys don't normally use one.
Yeah, exactly.
So I wanted them to think of something that they were happy with, yeah.
And they were happy with three legs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's an awkward number of legs.
or it's too many, creatures. Depending on what you're talking
that's
about.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Okay.
So with this album, Women in Country, do you consider this, Jacob, to be a recession album? Is this your Dust Bowl troubadour kind of record? There's a lot of songs about tough times and people going through tough things.
These are tough times. I just think it's a relevant record. I think it's current, and musically I hope so, but lyrically that's what I tend to do. But I try to find a stage or setting for them that isn't maybe as blunt as other people might do it. But those are things that interest me. To keep singing, especially the songs that after this many years, the ones I like to sing the most have some kind of relevance in that way to me.
So the song you're going to do for us next, Everybody's Hurtin', I mean, it seems pretty obvious even from the title and as you get into the lyrics of, you know, that this is kind of a response to what's happening now.
it sure could be interpreted that way, that's for sure. But, you know, if you also like music, it's got a fantastic guitar line. If you don't want to be bothered with current events,
mm-hmm.
I think there's lots to offer.
Yeah, you really get at that, though. You don't have beepers in your songs or anything, but
no,
you could. There's beepers implied if you want them. If not, it's a telegraph machine.
Yeah, could go either way.
Let's hear a live performance in our soundcheck studio. Jacob Dylan and Paul Rigby once again on guitar, Nico Case and Kelly Hogan on vocals. The song is called Everybody's Hurtin'.
I've been walking the dirt floor, my eyes are open, Lord, where did you go? Have we just left you bored? On down this unholy well, we rode stirring barrels in hell to be warm. It's further back down than the high ground. It ain't milk, ain't honey, that we're moving round. Only one thing is certain, and that's everybody, everybody's hurting. Follows plow in the eaves, cold enough to pluck your feathers out. You've long outlasted We've haunted these hills dry. We've long outlasted boneyards we drift. Our spirit's been broken, it's been splintered to bits. Faith is believing what you see ain't so. My sweetheart, we've got to learn to live with these ghosts. They can't leave, we can't go.
Once again, Jacob Dylan live in our studio with his song Everybody's Hurtin', with Nico Case and Kelly Hogan on vocals and Paul Rigby playing guitar. Jacob and the band Three Legs playing later this month, April 21st at Town Hall, and playing for us here in our soundcheck studio today, the new album called Women and Country. And Jacob, this album was produced by T-Bone Burnett.
Yep.
Who is an old family friend, played with your dad in the Rolling Thunder Review, and so you kind of grew up knowing T-Bone.
We've grown
right?
up together. with a bit of a gap between age, but we're growing up together. No, I have known him the majority of my life. As a friend and as a collaborator.
Right. He produced the big hit album for your band, The Wallflowers.
Right.
Now, that was a while ago. So what was it about this project? Why did you want to work with him again on this?
I always wanted to work with him again. We always planned on it. We always said we would. But he got very busy, and I got busy, and just took that long to coordinate time together.
And is it different now working with him than it was, say, 15 years ago?
I think so. Things are different. I think he would admit that he's probably a little more organized. He's always been bursting at the seams with talent, but it was different. I also think these songs appealed to him in a way that maybe in the last 10 years or so, the music I was writing might not have had such a strong connection.
Because. Why? Because he's gotten so much into the Americana, the acoustic thing?
I don't know. I made a lot of band records, and then my previous record was a completely solo acoustic record. And I think now that I've done both, being able to bring that combination to the table, I think, is something that he's digging his teeth into these days.
Well, now he's got a shelf full of Grammys and won an Oscar recently for the title song from Crazy Heart. So the guy seems to have the magic touch. Whose idea was it at the end of the album to bring in the brass, you know, the horn section for the song Standing Eight Count?
That was T-Bone. We knew we were missing something on a few songs, and I've used horns before, but that was his idea, and he's got somebody great that he works with, which I couldn't have been happier. Those are great.
Mm-hmm. So is that Danny Leonard, the trumpet player?
I couldn't name you the trumpet player exactly. I'm the trumpet player. How about that?
All right.
Was it three trombones?
It's like trombone, and there's like a baritone horn or something. Yeah, okay. Here it is. It's the song is Standing Eight Count. Standing Eight Count is the name of this song from the new Jacob Dylan record called Women and Country. Jacob started by playing this song called Nothing But the Whole Wide World live in our studio. And Richard from Brooklyn, Jacob, sends in this comment. There's a bit of your dad's Buckets of Rain in there. Also, great tip of the hat to Glenn Campbell.
Right.
Do you hear some echoes of your father's work in some of these songs?
Well, I think we're working in the same terrain, and those are better compliments than the things they've said about me in the past. So.
Oh, has Richard from Brooklyn said mean things about you?
Richard's been all over me for years. You know, finally, I've convinced Richard.
Hi, Richard. I knew it was you. Yeah. How's it going? How's your mother?
Yeah, those are good compliments. You know, I mean, I think any songwriter would be happy to hear that.
Yeah. Well, of course, your dad started acoustic and shocked people by going electric, and you've kind of worked in reverse, you know, Wallflowers all, you know, had the wall of amps and stuff, and now here you are doing more acoustic stuff. Any chance of a collaboration between you and your dad now that you are in the same terrain?
Well, just as soon as the schedules can line up, you know, to have our people call.
You could have just said no.
It's just a business thing. It's just a matter of scheduling. That's all.
The tour takes you to Town Hall, 8 p.m., April 21st, with the band Three Legs. But, Jacob, thank you so much
for bringing
the group in today. The album is called Women and Country.
We're losing daylight. You got to be swift. You ain't got brains.
that you can lift. Now be an optimist, see the glass half full. You don't gotta like what you got in it. Now when a father gets home, gonna turn on the lights. We're up to our throats in knives. Now his eyes will flash and his teeth will grind. He'll say you're on your own, look alive. Suppose I quit you, my wayward tribe.
Song's called Lend a Hand from the new Jacob Dylan record called Women and Country, and that's going to do it for today's show. Tomorrow on Soundcheck, before the Yankees kick off the 2010 baseball season this weekend, we'll hear about the century-old relationship between baseball and popular music. Plus, the New York-based classical pianist Yuja Wang joins us to play live. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was John Delore. The program produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatau, and we had help today from Marietta Sinodis. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for another Soundcheck. Every time.